Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. A verdict is in, and the jury in the trial of Fort Hood shooter Army Major Nidal Hassan has reached a unanimous verdict.
Guilty in the 2009 shooting rampage that left 13 dead, 30 wounded, the largest mass murder at a military installation in American history. Kate McGee is a reporter with Here and Now Contributors Network station KUT in Austin. Kate, what was Hassan's reaction, if any?
Hassan did not have a reaction, according to reporters who were in the courtroom. However, family members did have some were crying, some left the courtroom with smiles. The deliberation lasted about 7 hours, and the 13-member military panel delivered the charge. It was delivered quickly and very matter-of-fact, and quickly the judge recessed the court until Monday when sentencing will begin.
Well, it's not exactly a surprise. Hassan, who's Virginia-born, represented himself, made no defense, said he was a shooter, called no one to testify, made no closing statement. His court-appointed legal backup team protested during the trial, as you well know, saying this is what he wants. He wants the death penalty. Is there a chance that there will be an intervention appeal if he does not make an appeal? Someone saying that this is exactly what this would-be martyr wants.
They're in a military trial where it's a capital case. Any case is automatically appealed. The reason that the judge throughout the trial has been very, very sure to make sure that the trial goes through procedure. So if there is a sense of appeal, either on his behalf or by himself, that the appeals court would look at the trial and say that there was no room for any sort of mistrial or appeal. She really used an abundance of caution in this trial to make sure that she dotted the I's and crossed the T's and made sure that this went straight was from the books. So whether or not he appeals for himself or someone appeals on his behalf remains to be seen after sentencing is concluded.
And the backup team, then you're saying might do that because they wanted to be relieved of their duties during the trial because they felt it was something of a farce that they weren't really defending him and he wasn't defending himself.
That's up to
the
counsel to announce on Monday. Hassan is still representing himself and in sentencing will still represent himself. And in the appeal can still represent himself, although military experts say that can be very difficult for someone to represent themselves on appeal without a legal background because appeals usually are so technical on the grounds of an appeal. So that still remains to be seen. The next step is really what people are focusing on is the sentencing part of this trial, which Hassan can face the death penalty.
Well, and tell us more about this, the sentencing phase, the same jury?
Yes, it would be the same 13 military panel. The lawyers since the beginning have said that this will be the interesting part of the trial. Could this be the first soldier to get the death penalty and be executed in 52 years? It's very rare in the military for them to give the death penalty and for the execution to actually go through. So that will happen next week. Hassan's case, since the capital case, will receive that automatic appeal, as I said before. And the sentencing aspect will start on Monday, and we will hear from possibly family members, and we'll hear more of the testimony to see what kind of impact, you know, this crime has had on others throughout the aftermath and throughout the trial to see what kind of impact that had on the sentencing aspect.
Yeah, when you say there hasn't been a military soldier executed since 1961, I think there's only maybe four or five on the military's death row. But you mentioned the families again. The prosecution, the military, called 90 witnesses. The testimony was often wrenching. You say you saw some reaction. Tell us more about how they are reacting. These are people who, in many cases, lost family, but in other cases, were right in the line of fire and somehow lived.
Right. There was one of the most interesting things in the beginning of this case was whether or not Hassan, who was representing himself, was going to cross-examine some of the people that he, in fact, had shot. And so once it became clear that he was not going to cross-examine these witnesses, it became more of a procedural trial. But the judge, before the deliberation ended and the verdict was given, she said to the family members in the court, you know, We have not had any outbursts throughout this entire trial, and we really thank you for that. Mm-hmm. We know that this has been an emotional and tedious and somewhat graphic testimony that's been heard. And throughout the entire trial, there was really no outburst from any of the family members in the court. And this was really the first reaction we saw today after the verdict was handed down, was to see some of the tears and the emotion from those family members who lost loved ones.
Tears of relief. Kate McGee, reporter for Here and Now, Contributor Network, KUT in Austin. Thank you.
Thank you.